Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unofficial Controller Podcast. It's me, Bobby. It's a solo show. It's a Christmas special from New York. Wasn't feeling good this whole week. Felt like utter crap. I know it's a PG show. It's a Christmas show. I'm not sure if you can say the other word, but I'll tell you what, I felt like crap. I still feel like crap, but my voice is back. So that's the main thing. All right. There go the motorcycles. So it is technically not Christmas. Well, I mean, it's about to be Christmas. So it's Christmas Eve, Christmas. So you can hear this, you know, doesn't matter. It's a Christmas show, right? It could be the 26th for all you know. But it is the 24th. It's about, I don't know, 10:30 here in New York. So we're getting there, getting closer to Christmas. I'll tell you something. I love Christmas. Right, it's my second favorite holiday, right behind Halloween. I mean, Halloween. I love Halloween. My sister does Halloween, where basically it's 24/7, and then she just throws in some Christmas hats on the scary things in her house because she's the Halloween queen. I'm not saying I'm the Halloween king or the Christmas king, but I do love these holidays more. Well, I love them, you know. But for some reason, the last couple of years, you know, it just doesn't feel like Christmas so much when you get older as an adult, because you're pretty much asking another adult to get you a gift. And then you try to be like, well, if he's getting me that gift, what do I get this guy or this girl? You know, so that's a little bit difficult, because you know, with friends, right? What is a good gift you want to give a friend if this person buys things for themselves all the time? Because you have to think about it, right? They are an adult. They have a job. And more than likely, they buy things throughout the year that they need or want. So it's very hard to buy a friend a gift unless you know what they like. But then it's like, even if you know what they like, they probably already have it. So it's a little strange, because you have to be, look, I like games, right? Everyone knows that. I love gaming. But no one's going to just buy me a game, because I'm very particular with my games. And more than likely, I probably have the game you want to give me. So I would rather just take, you know, a gift card to GameStop, a gift card to Best Buy, you know, even a PlayStation gift card for some digital games, only because I could buy what I want, and I appreciate that you gave me the gift anyway. And then again, there's the surprise gifts you get. Well, oh, wow, that was very thoughtful, because, you know, they just know you that well, and they gave you that little vibey gift, and that's a good thing. But sometimes, more than not, you're just trying to get each other a gift. And when I was a kid growing up, you know, you're asking Santa. And as an adult, Santa don't give you gifts. You know what I mean? Santa's not giving you any gifts when you're an adult, because you're an adult. Santa only gives gifts to kids. So, you know, that's the challenging part, because Santa's like, well, listen, buddy, sorry, but you're too old, you know, but I got gifts for your kids. But then what if you don't have kids? You know, I don't have kids. I hope to have kids soon. Maybe next Christmas I'll have a kid, and, you know, Santa come back down. Santa come visit me again. He hasn't visited me in a while. But the magic is not the same, because you're an adult. You know, you're making cookies for yourself now. Milk for yourself. You know, Santa ain't coming to get them milk cookies when you don't have no kitties. So Christmas is still popular, but, you know, and then you have, you know, whether you believe in it or not, global warming. You know, it's your belief. You know, you don't have to agree or disagree. I'm just saying, I know for a fact that Christmas in New York City, when I was growing up, we had snow and it was cold. And technically, right now, today, at this very moment, it is 45 degrees. It is not cold at all. It is very nice outside. It's a clear sky. You know, so you can definitely see Santa. He ain't hiding behind the snow and the clouds no more. So he doesn't even need Rudolph. I mean, Rudolph hasn't been used in quite some time, at least here. You know, maybe in your neck of the woods, it's probably 25 feet of snow. I don't know. I'm just saying, It doesn't feel like Christmas to me without snow. Now, there are people who live in, you know, tropical areas, other parts of America, other parts of the world, where, you know, it doesn't snow at all. So your Christmas is palm trees and a beach. That's good. But I grew up in New York City, where we have all four seasons, and now I feel like we have 3.5 seasons. Every season kind of intertwines so quickly, or you don't get enough of a season because the other season has kind of taken over. It's kind of very weird. So it was weird. You know, Christmas lights are out. There's Christmas things in the store, but the sales are not the same. You know, especially after Thanksgiving, you have Black Friday. Again, growing up, Black Friday, you had things like 80 to 75% off. There'll be lines around the store forever. Seem like forever. There'll be like 600 people in front of you to get that one thing you wanted that you damn well know by the time you got in that store is gone. That was Black Friday. People running over each other, knocking each other in the face, just like Jingle All the Way, to get that one toy. That was a real thing. Now, not so much. It's not so much. You know, I've seen many videos, and my friends included, and I witnessed a sale of a particular item, and then you move the sale ticket, and it's the same price that it was just on Wednesday before Black Friday. Not the same. You know, Cyber Monday, the internet's taken over. You can order from Amazon. You can order from anywhere and have it delivered. So that Black Friday magic is gone. And that kind of started the Christmas spirit, you know. I like to do a 25 or 12 days of Christmas. I try to watch some movies. You know, it's just not the same. You know, it's unfortunate too because my wife went to her sister's house. Her other sister's here from Boston. And they wanted to go to her sister's house. And I'm homesick as a dog. So I missed out on that. I'm probably going to miss going to my mom's house as well for Christmas because I just don't feel good. So, you know, it's unfortunate. But, you know, maybe I'll see him next week. We'll just exchange gifts then. You know, it is what it is. But I remember growing up watching movies. And I used to watch probably like a 20 to 25 movie rotation. And I try to keep it in. I try to watch it every year. So you do 25 days of Christmas, you do 12 days of Christmas, you do 15 days of Christmas, whatever. I try to watch a movie to get myself into the spirit. And it does help. It does help a little bit. But, you know, Christmas time for me in my hotel where I work in is absolutely insane. I mean, the rates are through the roof. Everyone's trying to visit everybody. You know, everyone wants to come to New York. So you get extra busy than when you normally are throughout the year. That includes summer. Summertime is also wild. So I was very busy in summertime. I'm very busy in December. And after December and January, it just goes down, 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 down. Because who wants to be in New York in a non-holiday atmosphere and just cold weather when no one's around? I mean, it's a good time to sightsee. Nothing is around. There's nobody around. It's much less busy, but the weather sucks. So you got to pick and choose, you know? But absolutely, what I wanted to get into was I wanted to just go over some movies I watch as a kid and some games I try to play or games I have played that reminded me of Christmas. And my new thing is to try to get some type of Christmas-themed game platinum on Christmas. I don't remember how many I have. I don't know how I can even check that exactly, but I started doing it. It's pretty cool, at least to me. So again, no particular order. If you follow me from Instagram at the_chronicles_of_a_gamer on Instagram, I do everything alphabetical. Not here. This is just things, movies I watched growing up as a kid reminded me of Christmas. And unofficially, before I even get into a movie and a TV show, there was this thing on Turner Classic Movies, and they would play Batman from 1940, 1950. And I remember that was my countdown to like Christmas. I don't know why. I mean, it was in December. It was probably like a couple days before Christmas. They just had this Batman. You know, they called it a serial. It wasn't even a TV show. It was a serial. It was like a half hour. And I remember it was Robert Lowery and some other guy played Batman in those two serials. Listen, you do want to talk about poor quality. I mean, back in the day, it's probably great. You watch it now, you're laughing. But it just always reminds me of Christmas for some reason, that TV show in particular. Not that it's always on, because I haven't seen it in a while, but I just remembered it was like the countdown before Christmas on Turner Classic Movies, Batman serial, you know? Like, okay, that's cool. Let's watch it. I did. You know, wasn't what I thought, because, you know, I grew up on Batman with Keaton and Nicholson. I did not like the 66 Batman with Adam West. And I know I thought these from the 40s and 50s, you know, they weren't that bad considering the time. You know, it is what it is. I didn't think it was going to be like the comic book or the movie. Interesting, you know, just thought of that, throw that out there. So obviously I watched this with my mom a lot. I think everybody in the world probably watched this movie, and I don't really cry a lot. And I remember younger crying. Listen, I'm a baby now. I hit 40 years old and I'll cry for a TV commercial. So I don't know what's going on with my emotional system, but It's a Wonderful Life, right? You cannot have Christmas without this movie. You know, I just think this movie is great. I try to watch it once a year when it comes on, and you know, Thanksgiving till New Year's is to me the Christmas spirit, the Christmas timing. So I try to watch the movies between, you know, Thanksgiving and then the New Year's. And after New Year's, listen, we're in a new year. We got to, you know, we'll start fresh. At least, you know, that's what I do. So I remember watching A Wonderful Life. My mom would bawl. I would cry. My stepfather would, like, you know, look away. But he'd cry. I see a little shiny tear dot. My sister would cry. My little baby sister, Katie, when she was younger, watched. I don't even think she knew what happened. She'd cry. You know, and James Stewart kind of reminds me of my Uncle Tommy. You know, the one that got me in trouble in third grade. You know, just cannot watch A Wonderful Life without, you know, without. I mean, you just can't have kids without A Wonderful Life. Now, Die Hard. You know, here we go. Controversy. Is this a Christmas movie? Let me play something to you. If the movie is on Christmas Eve or a Christmas party or Christmas Day, I'll tell you something. It's a Christmas movie. Okay? And I'll tell you something else. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Okay? It is a Christmas movie. You cannot tell me it's not. And I absolutely love this movie. My wife's father loved this movie. He used to watch it all the time. I could watch this movie. There are certain movies I could watch at any point of the film. If it's on, I catch it on. I could just stop it and watch it. Doesn't matter. This is one of those films. I don't care if it's in the middle of the movie. I will stop and I'll watch the rest of the movie. Okay? That's how much I like the movie. Die Hard. Classic Christmas movie. Okay? Another one that's a little bit controversial. You know? How about Batman Returns? Takes place during the Christmas season. Okay. My man Oswald Cobblepot is trying to become mayor. Catwoman's in there. Michelle Pfeiffer looks phenomenal. Batman's in the snow. There's Christmas themes all around the place. This is a Christmas movie. Right? This is a Christmas movie. Now, A Nightmare Before Christmas. I also watch that. But I could also watch that for Halloween. To me, it counts as a horror movie and a Christmas movie. It's a dual holiday movie. Okay? Gremlins. I love the Gremlins. All right? I remember with my mom, my sister, the lady that is going up the staircase with her little wheelchair accessible or handicap accessible chair that like had a motor that helps it go upstairs. When the gremlins touched that and she flew out of the house and then off and into this night sky, absolute tears. All right. Thought that was absolutely hilarious. Gremlins is great. And I try to watch that as much as I can. My wife's favorite film that she cannot stop watching, that she loves so much, her little thing, Elf. So Elf is one of the newest movies on the list, but I just love Elf. I think it's great.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
I think Will Ferrell actually is really funny. Even though he kind of played the same character all the time. Elf was just amazing, you know? Home Alone. You have to watch Home Alone, right? Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. It's a classic. I always try to watch that. Gets me in the mood. A Christmas Story. Now, I don't know about anywhere else you're hearing me from, but in New York, or at least America, I think, on TBS or TNT or whatever, who bought the rights for it, this movie plays for 24 hours on Christmas Eve and Christmas. So you cannot not watch this movie and not think about Christmas because you don't have a choice. It's on and you watch it. Another movie I could watch from any point in the film to the end. I think it's amazing. All right. I also have the lamp. I love the lamp. I have a small one, a little plug in the lamp over there. I used to, I forgot the name of the movie. I think I wrote it down wrong. Let me go down a list and remember. Oh, Charlie Brown Christmas. I recently watched this the other day, and I never even realized how depressing and sad Charlie Brown really is. I mean, these are the most adult kids I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, the movie was great. I don't know why everybody hates Charlie Brown. I was watching this movie like, oh my God, you know, let's not have 13 Reasons Why and let's just watch Charlie Brown's Christmas because they're picking on him like crazy. A bunch of bullies to him. And that poor little tree, you know, trying to help the tree out. I have that tree as well. This year is the second year in a row I don't have a Christmas tree in my house because my cat Xena is an absolute savage. And we bought cheap Christmas ornaments, just regular balls. They were all over the floor. She just smacks them all around. You can't have a Christmas tree with this cat. So we're not going to have a Christmas tree for quite some time. My other cat, Ragnar, doesn't really care about the Christmas tree at all. But she does, and she's annoying. So Charlie Brown Christmas, I wish I had to watch. I love Scrooged. I thought Scrooged was great. I love Bill Murray. So to me, you know, that's a miracle. You know, that's just an amazing film. I think it's hilarious. I think he's really great in that movie. If you haven't seen Scrooged, definitely recommend it. A Miracle on 34th Street, but the original from 1937, I think it's great. You know, I really think that my man, you know, Saint Nick, you know, actually filmed in this. He was actually on camera. You know, they called the North Pole. They asked Mrs. Claus if he can do it, and he did it. You cannot tell me this man is not Santa Claus. All right. One of the newest movies I watched on the list is Violent Night with, oh my God, I forgot his name. The guy from Stranger Things. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Was it kind of stupid? Yes, it was. Was it the most kind of true Santa you're going to get in a film? Probably. You know, I enjoyed it for what it was. And now it's part of the list. Another thing, another list that's newer, Fat Man with Mel Gibson. Absolutely love that movie. That will always be on the list now. All right. The Muppets Christmas Carol. I just love The Muppets growing up as a kid. So that's always on my list of things to watch for Christmas. Don't really like none of the other Christmas movies too much. Cartoony movies. They're kind of corny. Like those Hallmark movies. They're kind of corny. I can't do corny Christmas movies, bro. I just can't. I can't do it. Especially rom-coms. Especially rom-coms towards Christmas themed. It's like, bro, please. You know? Please. Don't do that. All right? A Christmas Carol from 1938. I just really like that movie a lot. You know, Die Hard 2. I mean, it's Christmas. You know, it is. It's there's Christmas cards. It's Christmas. Die Hard 2 is on the list. You could watch it back to back if you want. That's up to you. Christmas Evil is it's a horror movie, but I feel like, you know, horror movies around you know, holidays are pretty good. They're pretty classic. I enjoy this one. I like to watch this all the time. What else on my list? The list I wrote is on my phone, and I just killed my app instead of going to the next. Give me a second. Give me a second. Uno momento. All right, here we go. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It's a classic. All right. I mean, the Griswolds are great. Absolutely love it. I try to watch it all the time. Even though it's not really on as much as I thought it would be on nowadays, because you have like Bad Santa and the newer movies out and like the Chronicles of Narnia, all the other nonsense, you know, Harry Potter gets thrown into the Christmas all of a sudden. Like, listen, I like Harry. I mean, Harry Potter's all right. But do me a favor, bro. Stop invading Christmas, all right? And go invade station 9.5. Thank you so much. Or 8.5. Or whatever half station you're in. All right? Babes in Toyland, 1934. Laurel and Hardy, great comic duo. I remember the bad guy. I forgot his name. Barnabas. Okay? He reminded me of just Matthew Barnaby for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Just an absolute knucklehead, you know? And I always think of Matthew Barnaby and this guy Barnabas. I think they're the same person. What else do I watch? Oh, Krampus, another horror movie. I try to watch that to get me into the mood. Because I just think it's a great movie. Another controversial movie pick on the list. Lethal Weapon. We probably went over to 20. I definitely have more than 20 movies, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. It's Christmas. Let's go for it. Lethal Weapon. Cannot go wrong with Lethal Weapon for Christmas. Takes place on Christmas. Trying to get a drug dealer. All right. On Christmas. I'll tell you what I did like, even though, again, I said I didn't like them. But for some reason, The Family Stone. I saw this in the movie theater with my best friend, Alex. I don't know why we went to go see this movie. I think we may have just snuck in after seeing something else. But, yeah, it was kind of sad. You know, it made me kind of cry a little bit. So I try not to watch movies that made me cry. Like I said, I'm getting overly sensitive. You know, I just can't deal with too much. Listen, your life is sad enough. I don't need to watch another sad movie. You know what I'm saying? Another horror movie on the list. That's Black Christmas. Another slasher. I just really enjoy it a lot. You know, obviously the classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The little stop animation. Fantastic. I could watch that all the time. Not a fan of... I mean, I don't even know if it's the same... universe or same, I mean, it's the same style, but the other ones are good too. But Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer really, really stood out as my favorite. So, you know, let's go do the list again. All right. Let's actually count them. All right. So we have one. I said Rudolph Rundle's Reindeer. All right. We have two. Black Christmas. Three. We had The Family Stone. Four. Lethal Weapon. Five. Krampus. Six. I said Christmas. Babes in Toyland. Seven was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. Eight is Christmas Evil. Nine, Die Hard 2. 10, Christmas Carol. 11 was, oh boy, A Nightmare Before Christmas. 12 was The Muppet Christmas Carol. 13 was Miracle on 34th Street, 1947. That was 13? That was 14. Oh boy. Let's say 15. Correct me in the corrections. 15 is Scrooged. 16, Batman Returns. 17, Charlie Brown Christmas. 18 was... 18 was A Christmas Story. 19, Home Alone. 20 was Elf. 21, Gremlins. 22, Die Hard. 23, A Wonderful Life. Let's do two more. Two more from memory right now. Top of my head. Oh. Jack Frost. Another stop animation. I really like that film. Wonderful Life. That's okay. And then one more recently. Like I said, Violent Night and Fat Man, you know, throw them in there as a bonus. Or take away one of the other movies that you don't think is Christmas because, you know, people are getting shot at, like Die Hard, and replace it, you know, do what you want. But those are my Christmas films that I try to watch during the year between, you know, Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. You know, and if anybody has other movies that you think is Christmassy, you know, put the comments in the Discord, join the Discord. You can follow the link on the Unofficial Controller IG account. Hit the link. There's a Dropbox. Boom. Discord. Merry Christmas. Okay. Guess what else? It's free. You're welcome. All right. Now, let me look at my games I like to play for Christmas on this list. All right. So, Christmas list of games, I had a cheat because I couldn't think of all of them. So I went to Wikipedia. Wikipedia is in alphabetical order. Because, you know, there's Wikipedia. So let's go down the list. If I never played them or played them, we'll discuss it. So obviously, The Third Birthday. Don't know what that is. But I think that is the third part of, oh my God, what's it called? Dear Lord. Parasite Eve. I think that's the third game of the Parasite Eve franchise. Never played it, so I can't talk about it. Alone in the Dark 2. I played it. It is Christmassy. Batman Returns. I played all of them, but my favorite version is the SNES. Okay, because the NES version is, I don't like it. I also don't like the, was it on the Genesis? Yes, it was on the Genesis, and it's horrible. The SNES Batman Returns is the way to go. Batman Arkham Origins. I love this game. It's one of my favorites of the four Arkham games. They always talk about the three of them. There was Origins. I loved it. I liked it a lot. All right. You had Bayonetta 2, didn't play it. Blue Stinger didn't play it. Boogie Wings didn't play it. Bully, it's around Christmas. You go, it's there. It's in the game. Christmas Clicks, don't know what that is. Christmas Shopping Simulator. Get that for your wives. Maybe she'll save some money. Clay Fighter 63 and a third. I mean, is it because of the Christmas as a snowman? I don't think that play takes place on Christmas, but I get it. The Dark Side Detective. Never heard of it. Dazed Before Christmas. Days Before Christmas. Oh, yes, that's on the Sega. That's also, yes, that's a great game. I like that game. Dead Rising 4. I never played it. Must have Christmas in it somehow, somewhere. Death Smiles 2 is a... Oh, man. It was 2011. Oh, it's a bullet hell. A bullet hell type of game. That's like Christmas on Christmas. Sounds interesting. Diddy Kong Racing, yeah. Die Hard Trilogy and the Die Hard game. Die Hard Trilogy all the time, okay? Die Hard Trilogy of the, what you call it? It was only released on the computer. Nakatomi Plaza. Never played it. Looks good. Looks interesting. Don't know if it's good or not. I don't have a piece. I don't have it. Donkey Kong Country 3. Really? Don't remember that being in there. Duke Nukem 3D. I mean, obviously it is, right? I'm going from Wikipedia. We have Elf Bowling. Great. Never heard of it. Escapist 1 and 2. Extermination. Never heard of it. Hitman. Hitman Blood Money. Obviously, there's a season of it in there. Like, you know, right? Home Alone. Obviously, the whole franchise. All the games take place on Christmas. Don't really care for them. I thought they were not good at all. Really thought they were not that good. James Pond 2. I played it. Don't remember it. King Kong, the early years. I have no idea. Lemmings, Lifeline. Metal Gear Solid 2, yes. Miserina Falls, don't know. Moly Christmas. NBA Jam, 2010. Why is this listed as Christmas? Because you can secretly download Santa? Has to be.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
There has to be a code. So there you go, which is amazing. I wouldn't count that in there. Parasite Eve, yes. I love that game. Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie's Revenge. Thought that was really good. Nights into Dreams. Never played it, but I bet I know who's played it. Bro, Space Monk. It's a Sega Saturn game. You have to have played it, bro. Let me know. Also wonder how many of these are hidden gems. That's an RGT question. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a video game? Get out of here. Oh, for the Wii? Oh, wow. Didn't even know that. All right. There you go. And we're almost done. I mean, not many. Saints Row 4, yes, it had a DLC. The Saints Saved Christmas. That was great. Secret of Mana, yes. Oh, Shenmue. Another Rose Space Monk adventure. That I guess there is a seasonal level or the game, you know, goes over a time. I'm not really sure. Sleepwalker. Oh, this is a Super NES game. So pretty good reviews, too. Sleepwalker. Wow, never heard of this. Time to check this out. It's an ocean. They only show in European cover art. Maybe it's only released in Europe. Okay. Sleepwalker. Very, very interesting. I will look at that up later on. Obviously, Spider-Man, Miles Morales. I mean, the whole game takes place towards the Christmas season. Toy Commander, Trolls, that takes place on Christmas. Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal takes place on Christmas or has some kind of Christmas themed in it. I don't remember. It's been quite some time. Wouldn't really say that. Oh, We Wish You a Merry Christmas on the Wii. And then the final two games, Yakuza 5 and Yakuza Kiwami. If I said that wrong, I apologize. But you know what? There's more Christmas games than this. Because let me tell you how I know. I know last year, I got the platinum for a game called Cthulhu. Now, I cannot pronounce this correctly ever. I've been told I say it wrong, and I've been corrected. I don't remember. And if I do remember, great. If I don't, apologies. Cthulhu Saves Christmas. It was a 16-bitty RPG type of game. I beat it. I got the Platinum Trophy on Christmas Day. So that was pretty cool. I have two other Christmas-themed games that I want to try to beat and get the Platinum for. They're pretty short. They're usually the Christmas games are cheapy. So I've been trying to do that. And there was another Christmas-themed game that I got the Platinum for. And I'll have to come back on the next episode and go over it. But, you know, yes, definitely Miles Morales, Batman Arkham Origins definitely hits it. I know Animal Crossing, my wife, they had a whole, you know, that game takes place in actual time. So every season it releases new content. I remember the Christmas in there. I really enjoyed how the Saints saved Christmas. That was absolutely hilarious DLC. But yeah, Parasite Eve takes place on Christmas. And I think it's a new year, if I'm not mistaken. So definitely Batman Arkham Origins, Miles Morales, Parasite Eve 2. I think from what my stepfather and my brother told me, the Tom Clancy, The Division also takes place during Christmas. I'm pretty sure I remember that. Yeah, Die Hard Trilogy, another great game to get into. That game is just great. I'm trying to think what else is on here. Very, very interesting. Into Dreams. Stray? I beat Stray. I don't remember that game taking place on Christmas. Stray, the game that you're a cat, I guess, according to the list. Well, I mean, definitely me personally, what you call it? Not the Icebreaker game. Yes, Icebreaker, old Nintendo game. I like to play that around Christmas. I used to play Balloon Fight with my family on Christmas because you can go one-on-one. You know, quick games like that, like one-on-one games. Like when I first played Brawlhalla, my nephews were over, Ari and Haciel, from Boston, and we downloaded it. We played that all night for Christmas. It was actually Christmas themed. You can have Christmas hats, which was hilarious. And what else growing up? Oh, all the hockey games growing up, we played tournaments for Christmas time. We were off for Christmas break from school. We did that. Those are good memories, man. Playing NHL 94 and NHL 2000. When you're friends from high school, you got winter break, you're off for the week. It's too cold to hang out. My mom would like make hot chocolate for us on her little doilies, and you had to put everything on a doily because God forbid you put a cup down without a doily. It was just not happening. My mom would actually toss the doilies like a ninja star when you put your cup down and bam, doily. Like amazing, amazing aim this woman had. Tremendous aim. You know, we did that all the time. My boy Alex, my boy Adam, Gerard, my sister Christy, couple of her friends, my stepfather got involved in it. all the hockey game tournaments. Those are great. During Christmas, before the Christmas breaks, we used to, in the school we went to, middle school we went to, we knew the custodial engineer that was in there. Or, you know, the custodian, whatever you want to call him. Handyman, whatever. We had, remember the TVs that came on that stand? Listen, again, at least here in New York City, America. I don't know if you had this technology of a gigantic TV strapped down with a U-Haul tie-down orange lift, orange rope, and the stand was on wheels, you know, and you could roll it in and out of the classroom, usually attached with a VHS that was attached with some duct tape on the bottom, you know, for anti-theft. And, you know, sometimes you watch a movie or you had to watch something for your class and they rolled this bad boy in. Well, we used to roll it in for recess and we would play. I'd hook up my Sega and we play like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat. Games like that, you can go back and forth real quick. You could do in and out, you know, just get in a couple games, couple guys, play some games and then get out before the period's over. So I will remember that, doing that for Christmas. Those are always fun times. And, you know, I have to say, I am kind of lucky because I haven't worked Christmas years. You know, I would say to be safe, like over a decade, you know, and to me, that's great because, you know, you get to have spend time with your family and hang out and do the typical things, you know, you would do with your family. But now it's just, you know, it's just Christmas Eve, Christmas. But I haven't worked any of this holiday for quite some time. So I'm blessed. I know there are several people who I know who do have to work Christmas. And I know it sucks, but you know what? You do what you got to do for yourself and your family. So, you know, hang in there, bro. Do it, man. You know what I mean? It's all about doing stuff for your family around this time of year and your friends. You know, like I said, though, you know, Christmas as an adult, not as fun. Still enjoy it, still like it. You know, the lights are still nice. I just wish it snowed, man. You know? I mean, I don't shovel snow. So I guess if you shovel snow, you don't want the snow. But I definitely shovel snow. Well, I used to shovel snow. I don't shovel snow no more. So I guess that's why I don't mind it. But even if I did have to shovel snow, I don't care. I do it. I love snow. I love cold weather. And I love having hot chocolate and marshmallows on Christmas. That's what I do. The light with the Christmas tree with the lights, all your ornaments. I have ornaments from my childhood still that I took some from my mom. My wife took some from her mom. So our Christmas tree is a little bit of mix of families. So then that's pretty cool doing that there. You know, the most recent, again, cannot have a Christmas tree because of my crazy cat. But we still bought my wife bought a Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell Christmas ornament to put on the tree. When will you be able to put that on the tree? I don't know. Excuse me. But I can't talk. I can't talk too much because I just bought a Batman Returns Batman Christmas ornament to put on the tree as well. I think I have a Die Hard one. I think I have a John McClane with no socks. I'm pretty sure I do. I just don't remember because it's been locked up for so long. We haven't had the Christmas tree. But I would love one day to pull that bad boy out and take a picture of it because it's amazing, you know? Also, hint, if you have a radiator and you're going to get a real tree or you go by the real tree stand, throw them a couple of dollars, cut one of those little excess, not branches, the base of the tree, the stem, have them cut it, put that bad boy in the radiator. It smells like fresh pine. Amazing. I love that. I love putting it on the radiator. It smells good. I'm not really a pine guy. I don't like pine sol, but some fresh pine on the radiator, can't go wrong with that, you know? So that's pretty much the Christmas episode. I wanted to throw one out there because, you know, it's important. I like doing the show, so I support the show, and I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Something to watch with your family, you know, hopefully, or listen to, not watch. It's a podcast. You know, hopefully Santa comes on your rooftop if you have a house and doesn't break anything on there and he just magically glides into your fireplace, eat your cookies and milk. Hope the kids have a good Christmas. I hope everybody else has a good Christmas. And anybody who has to work, you know, just know that there are people out there that appreciate you working on Christmas. You know, I appreciate you working on Christmas. I know it's not easy, but I appreciate it and I thank you for it. Whatever it is that you do, if you got to work on Christmas, then support, you know? It's rough being away from the families sometimes, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know? So with that being said, this was a little just quick Bobby's Christmas type of memory shows, movies, what I get into on Christmas, you know? And that's it. I hope to see you next time on the Unofficial Controller podcast. Peace out. Merry Christmas. And I will probably throw in a New Year's special. I'm going to try real hard to get it in there. And that's it. So Merry Christmas. Watch out for Santa. Peace out, guys.